Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're so delighted you're joining us for the Night of Light Laughter this year. You've been to Connecticut before.
I have. You know, my sister lived in Danbury for years.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
I want you to know you can rest easy because we made sure that your green room is filled with extra butter.
Oh, thank God. That'll be easy to slide in there.
There you go, because I know your mother always said, we need extra butter.
Can we get some extra butter, please? Well, let us seat your party first, ma'am.
So, Louis, you grew up with 11 kids in the family. You're the second youngest. And it made me think my neighbors had 14 kids, and they had one of those restaurant milk machines, and you know, where you have to lift the weight. And did your family have the same sort of thing?
No, but well, what a cool thing to have as a kid, right?
Yeah. Either that or the goat.
That was my dad. Anyway, no, we didn't have that, but we used to go. Remember the old pop shop where you could drive in and buy off-brand bottled soda?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That there?
Uh-huh.
We used to love doing that. That was like one of our favorite things.
That
my
sounds
dad would
awesome.
Go, make sure you give me a cream soda, for God's sake. Can I get one bottle for myself?
Well, you have been one of the most amazing comics, stand-up comedians. Even Comedy Central said one of the top ones for the past 30 years. You also had a very brief career as a flower delivery boy in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I guess the comedy thing was probably the better path.
Well, you know, the nice thing about that, John Hughes was a fan of mine, and he wanted to give me a part in that movie. And he just was such a nice guy. And I hear they're redoing it, so I might be able to wear a giant white suit again.
There you go. Or with Mrs. Baskets, you could be the nurse with that one. Remember when she did the little...
that's not a bad idea.
The singing telegram. You could be her now.
Yes, I would love it. I have bigger breasts than she does.
You've done so many cool things. You do stand-up. You've been on the Weakest Link, and you actually won $31,000
yes.
when you were on the show.
I had so much fun, and, you know, then that Anne, I think her name was Ann, wasn't it?
Yeah, yes. She was mean.
Louie, you are the weakest.
And you beat Christina Milian, didn't you?
I remember doing that show and how much fun it was. Because, you know, I just did Millionaire and raised $40,000 for my organization I help in Michigan, mm-hmm. which is Make the Date, which is for young mothers who are pregnant. I do it in honor of my mom and having 11 kids and my sisters. So I love doing those charity things. There's nothing more rewarding, and I'm really excited about coming to Hartford because those are the kinds of things that I think in your career, when you can do it for research and when you do it for a good cause and you do it to help people. We grew up very poor, and so I never forgot that my dad used to, after we went grocery shopping, he'd have a couple of bags set aside in the car, and he would stop and he'd say to me, all right, go and put that up on the Johnson steps.
Wow.
Oh,
they're having a hard time right now.
Yep.
And so I remember, even though my dad could be really grumpy and crabby, I remember the charity that my parents had. As poor as we still never didn't try to help someone. And I think that doing these benefits and you bring laughter to people,
mm-hmm.
and this organization, the Breast Cancer Research, you guys, this is it. These are the things that, you know, I encourage the people who are listening out there. I keep you from hardly being able to breathe.
That's true.
I really will. One thing I can do one thing really good, and that's stand-up comedy.
No, you
and,
do more than just the one.
Yeah, but I just want people to know that these are the kind of things that are worth supporting. When you think of others, you get outside your own head.
9/11, you were the first guy to do anything for the police and firemen's widows.
Oftentimes, the responders, people don't realize their lives and the risk that they take. And so, give, give, give. That's what I say. And I think you're you, me, and all the people listening, that we're better off for it.
So, Louis, of course, you know, stand-up, a host of Family Feud. Who was the person that got you to actually stand in front of all those people on stage and do comedy for the first time?
Well, my friend Jim O'Brien and I were at a pub, Williams Pub, and these comics were performing. And I said, these guys, I don't think they're that funny. And he said, if you think you're so funny, why don't you sign up for it? And I said, I will. And I signed up for the next week. And I was just going to do it one time. And all my family came down, my friends. And I did it. And that was October 10th, 1978.
Wow.
And I've been doing it ever since. And it was I thank him every time I see him. I saw him recently when I was in Chicago. I thank him for challenging me because I don't know that I would have ever done it otherwise. Because I never really was planning on having that kind of career. But when I got on stage, I felt alive and people laughed. And I went, oh, my God, they're laughing. That's a good thing.
If it hadn't been comedy, what do you think you would have done for a living?
Well, besides the, you know, ballroom dancing.
You'd have been good at that.
I guess I would have been in politics or social work. Those would have been my fortes.
I get an amazing rush standing on the stage at the Bushnell just to introduce the star. So I totally get being that stand-up and having everybody look at you and that rush that you get. How is that different than doing the filming of a show with Zach as Mrs. Baskets on FX?
Well, you know, the thing is they're single camera. And when you have a single camera show, everyone out there that's acts on TV knows that that's a 12 to 15 hour day every day. And so whatever, you know, you've got my shot, me looking at Zach looking at me, other people in the scene, close-ups on them. And then Zach, you know, plays both characters, you know, two brothers.
Right.
And so we do all the scenes once again with him.
Oh, wow. Man.
So oh, my
it's
gosh.
It's a lot of work, but that's the main difference. But, you know, it's a different muscle completely because live stand-up, that's the secret thing that I super enjoy, that I really love, that I really care about. I love all my work on TV and stuff. I'm very proud of it. But that live stand-up, there's electricity in the air. And it's a rush for everybody. It's immediate. There's no directors. There's no second take. If you get it going well, that's terrific, and that's what you're going for. Really, my goal each time is to make people leave their troubles behind, give them some fun thoughts about maybe, you know, they're growing up with their family, and to give people really just a relief from thinking about things that are troubling them. That's really always my goal, is to make people have the best time. I want people walking out of there going, that was really fun, and I feel really good.
We spoke with your co-star, Rita Rudner. Can you confirm or deny? She said that you had to go out to get French fries, and she went with you. And she said that it got a little dicey, and she was worried because somebody had a bag, and it looked like they had a gun in the bag, all to get French fries for you?
Yes, it did look like somebody had a gun in the bag. And Rita got and I said, Rita, don't worry. They'd have to empty the clip to kill me.
God.
And she, you know, it was really funny. Sometimes, you know, don't you just love French fries? You know, like, it's one of the only foods that can, you know, survive on its own, don't
yes.
you think?
Oh, yeah.
You've written 4 books.
And the very first book was Dear Dad, which were letters to my father 10 years after he died while I was on the road. I started thinking about my dad being on the road. He was an entertainer in the early 1900s. And when I was doing Baskets, the first season, I came home one day, and after playing my mom, I really said, I really haven't talked to my mom for a long time. And I wrote her this letter, mostly to tell her and say to her all the things I haven't said to her since she passed on. And then I also told her that I was playing her on TV. And then I sent that letter to my manager and my producing partner, and they loved it. And they said, you should really do this as a book. And then I said yes, and I had to get the book done, which is always a lot of work. But wow, it really changed everything. I tell you, I learned so much by talking to my brothers and sisters about my mom and about what they went through with her and what my mom went through. Because I really wanted to know, I really got a super appreciation of my mom and my sisters after playing the role of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I had it because, you know, when I'm in that costume and that makeup and everything, people treat me different than they do when I'm a man. And so I really felt the difference. I wondered if my mom felt the difference. And so the book is called Hey Mom, and it's a really, really wonderful book as a present to mom or to dad. You know, our parents have all the secrets, and I always tell people, make friends with your parents if you can.
Yeah.
I know it's not perfect, but if they're still with you, don't waste the time. Go have coffee with them. Talk to them about their lives. What did they want to do if they wouldn't have had you? You know, what did they, you know, what thing did they miss out on? And what thing can you find out about them that you never knew? And I think all those things make them feel more of a person and to make you feel more appreciative of what they've been through. And I just think it's those things are the most important things.
That is great advice. Louis Anderson and Rita Rudner are stars for Night of Light Laughter. The show is Saturday, October 12th at the Bushnell, and tickets are on sale now at bushnell.org.
And so, I don't know if you guys know out there, but Rita Rudner is one of the best comedians, comics, man or woman, there ever was. She's got a great act. We've worked together for many years. It's so much fun to have a 1-2 punch. We really do it. We really give you the best of what we have, and we're looking forward to be a part of this great night. Come out, dress up, put all your jewelry on, bring me donuts. Bring me a couple donuts.
Yeah.
And, no, just come on out and support this. You won't be sorry. You'll leave there lighter on all levels.
Well, in full disclosure, this is a 22-year running event, and Rita was our host like year 4 or 5, a long time ago, when she started her Vegas residency, and we couldn't afford both of you then. So we're really glad 2 decades later that we can get both of you for one big night.
Well, we're thrilled to be there, and I love working with Rita, and I'm, like I said, I'm privileged and honored that you want me to be a part of this. I know it's a really important event, and it's a really important cause, and research, research, research.
All right, you get into town early, and we'll take you for French fries.
Yeah, we'll find you some good ones.
All right, I appreciate it.
Louis, thanks for the time.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.